finally this hour, we have news from the presidential race.
Abe is out first, Tom is second, George is third, and Teddy's last.
Nobody knew today would be the most important day in Washington baseball history.
Come on, Teddy! You gotta catch up, buddy!
Sure, the Washington Nationals had already won the National League East Division title earlier this week. The nation's capital will host playoff baseball for the first time in almost 80 years. What happened at Nationals Park today was just as remarkable.
Abe is in the lead, Tom is second, but George making a move on the outside.
For 7 years, mascot versions of Abe Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Teddy Roosevelt, all with massive foam heads, have raced in the fourth inning of every Nationals home game. For 7 years, Teddy has found a way to lose. Some days he was just slow, some days distracted by a fan. He's even been the victim of attacks by other mascots.
He was taken out by a leprechaun. A lobster has taken Teddy out. Last year, Teddy was in the lead by far. No one was going to stop him. That was going to be the day that Teddy wins the race. And Kool-Aid Man busts out of a wall, just flat laid out Teddy. And that one pretty much caught everybody off guard.
That's Nats official Tom Davis appearing in a recent ESPN documentary about Teddy's long losing streak. Fans, players, and Washington media have all lobbied on Teddy's behalf. He's the subject of a popular fan blog called Let Teddy Win. Even Senator John McCain has had enough. Here he is in that ESPN documentary.
One of the truly great presidents in history has never won a race. I am outraged. That's why I'm calling for congressional hearings to right this horrible wrong.
Well, today, justice was done. Wearing a red headband and gold shoes like Olympic sprinter Usain Bolt, Teddy was all alone in the home stretch.
The winner's gonna be Teddy!
The stunned crowd roared as Teddy tore open his Nats jersey and beat his chest in celebration. Meanwhile, the Nationals TV announcer put everything into perspective.
It's history. It is history.
Congratulations, Teddy. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.